up, rain moves in across all parts of Scotland into the afternoon. Pretty windy and highs of 18 to 23.
Simon King, thank you. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 7th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low Rockall 985, expected just west of Bailey 980 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 6 to gale 8, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later, except in northeast forties. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 5 to 7, fair, good. Humber, Thames, southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Humber, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Dover, White, southeast, veering southwest 4 or 5, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, southeast, veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast, 5 to 7, veering southwest, 4 or 5. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing west, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Rockall, cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming southwest, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Malin, Hebrides, southeast, veering south or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southeast, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6. Recent rain, 11 miles, 999, falling. Stornoway, east by south, 5. Recent rain, 16 miles, 1002, falling. Lerwick, southeast by south, 5. Mist, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast, 4. 6 miles, 1008, falling. Bridlington, southeast, 6, 1011, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 6, 11 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 4, 11 miles, 1009. Jersey, southeast by south, 4, 24 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 4, 11 miles, 1006. Scilly Automatic, south, 6, mist, 4 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Valentia, south-west by west, 4, slight showers, 3 miles, 994, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east-southeast, 5, 8 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south-east, 6, slight showers, 16 miles, 997, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 7th of September. The general situation, a deep low centred to the west of Scotland, will continue to track northwards towards Iceland. This will initially give a strong southerly flow today before a cold front moving eastwards brings a change to a showery but lighter southwesterly flow for Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, veering southwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast, 5 to 7, veering south or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, 5 to 7, veering south or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers for a time, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in far north, veering southerly 4 or 5, then veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Fair at first, then showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering west, 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeast, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering west, 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering west, 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast, veering southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, veering southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southeast, 5 to 7, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain at times, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeast, 5 to 7, veering southwest, 4 or 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, veering south or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles. Southeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later in southwest. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Bells on Sunday, which this week comes from All Saints Church, Darsbury in Cheshire. The parish is the birthplace of the author Lewis Carroll, whose father, the Reverend Charles Dodgson, was vicar there. One of the stained glass windows includes the characters from the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. There are 8 bells, all cast by the Warner Foundry of Cripplegate, London, in 1913. The tenor bell weighs 16¼ hundredweight and is tuned to the note of E. We now hear them ringing rounds and call changes. Those were the bells of All Saints Church, Darsbury in Cheshire. Now on Radio 4, it's time for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. As we often say on this programme, technology has brought great benefits to blind and partially sighted people. But it's also brought some unforeseen, or at least unconsidered, trip hazards. And today, we're going to look at a couple of recent examples. For a start, what do you think is going on here?
Shut up! I'm trying to give you a treat for the day.
Look, this is not sand.
It is sand. You're blind. You can't tell what things feel like anymore.
Well, let's just say at this stage, things are not what they seem. We will explain. But before that, we look at the problems some visually impaired listeners are having with the Online Safety Act. Now, on the face of it, what's not to like about the Online Safety Act? The clue's in the title. It's designed to protect vulnerable people, especially children, from exposure to